TCR Diaries for February 16th, 2019. And then there was that one time that Jimmy told me, love is an action. Another one of those conversations that changed everything. When two people first meet, they feel a certain kind of love, a romantic high that's unparalleled. We're on top of the world and nothing can touch us. And then as the relationship goes on, that high fades because they always do. And many good people have said that the love is gone from their marriage or relationship or whatever. Unfortunately, that's how love works. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not that we didn't do something right. It's because romantic love, in the beginning, is designed to stimulate us into loving action. Here's how good life can be with another. Life gives us a golden ticket. If I just put that golden ticket into my pocket, it'll lose its luster. It'll get crumpled. Love's an amusement park full of thrills and chills, so I need to get my ass out there, run away with a beautiful girl, and ride the rides. Because if I'm not feeling loving, all I need to do is act lovingly. Let's talk bigger picture now. Spirituality works much the same way as spring love for another. For those of us that come to the spiritual game a little late, we feel spiritually high because everything is new. The stars are aligning in our soul for the first time in ways they never had before. But similar to love, those spiritual clouds can lose their luster. Many a good person has also said, "I don't feel spiritual anymore." And that's normal. In the beginning, the cosmos picks us up, turns on the lights, and opens our eyes to the magic of a life we believe to be a myth. And then it's our job to keep that magic alive and well. To sprinkle the pixie dust on every person we meet and every encounter we have. Okay, maybe not all the time, but as much as we're able. And in return, we'll feel spiritual. Because being spiritual takes more work than reading a daily meditation and saying a quick prayer before leaving for work. There's nothing wrong with that by any means, and I do it myself. But if we want to feel spiritually charged with the current of the gods running through our hearts and souls, we need to take the equivalent action. God's there, but we have to do God's work to feel that spiritual presence. Circling back to love, in the spiritual universe, we talk about God's will. I've gone through too many definitions, but the one that's kept me on that spiritual beam is that God's will is for me to act with love. I didn't make that up, but it's one that's made the most sense. In any situation, if love's my only goal, then everything else will fall into place. Because if I'm not feeling spiritual, all I need to do is act spiritual. The romantic love I was first talking about is closely tied to the spirit. It's part of that overarching spiritual love. I don't want to say love for another is a subset of God's will of love because that feels like I'm demoting it in some way, but romantic love is part of and helps define the greater universal love. I'm slow in life and it took me a while to figure out, but life's truly all about love. The universal love that binds us all together. The flowers and the trees and the lions and the wolves and the humans, we're all connected through that very love. Love isn't something that's mine that I have for another person. It's an energy that belongs to and defines all living things. Our job is to perpetuate the truth of love. I'm going to wrap this up. We get high on love in the beginning and then we come down. For those that are feeling the delirious tremors of those first few months of your soulmate or your sobriety have disappeared, through action that erratic, rapid river of love will go from a spring high into a powerful ocean. that stretches through the four seasons, one of waves miles long, farther than you can see, full of trust and knowing and being, one of unfathomable depths that covers the corners of our worlds. We only get those cherry highs once. It will never be like it was in the beginning. But I can guarantee the highs of a life lived by loving are far greater than any single maraschino. And yep, there will still be plenty of times when your heart is on fire for the one you love too. There's not a day go by that I don't feel overwhelming love for Sarah when I myself am loving. Full of trust and knowing and being, one of unfathomable depths full of trust and knowing and being, one of unfathomable depths that cover the. What the fuck? This doesn't roll off the tongue. One of waves miles. For those that are feeling the delirious tremors of those first few months of your soul or. Fuck. We get high in love. I'm gonna wrap this up. I'm gonna wrap this up. I swear, the cat is in the litter box for at least 5 minutes after taking a shit, scratching around, digging around. I'm gonna wrap this up. Shut the fuck up, cat. You have all goddamn day to use the litter box, and you choose to do it right now. Dig around in it for hours. Just get the fuck out of the litter box.